Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week, Harmonia looks at excerpts from a manuscript of late medieval French songs copied on the island of Cyprus during the first half of the 15th century. Ensemble La Mora's recent exploration of this repertoire on the Ramey label is featured alongside a new release of 17th century French and Italian music entitled Musique pour Mazarin.
Thank you.
We heard two songs by Marc-Antoine Charpentier. His Ah, qui sont corps and Sans frayeur were performed by the award-winning ensemble Le Jardin Secret in a new choro label release entitled Musique pour Mazarin. A large manuscript containing 166 late medieval French songs, located today at the Biblioteca Nazionale Universitaria in Torino, Italy, is the most significant evidence of a rich musical culture found in neither France nor Italy, but Cyprus. Yes, the island of Cyprus, which for nearly three centuries was ruled by Lusignan kings beginning in the late 12th century. The island was conquered by Richard the Lionheart in 1191 and then sold to the Knights Templar, who put Guy de Lusignan in charge. During the 300-year Lusignan family reign, Cyprus became the farthest reach of late medieval French culture. We'll hear Ensemble La Mora perform the anonymous ballade Qui de fortune attend à ses avoirs. They're directed by Michal Gronko and Corina Marti.
Thank you.
La Mora performed the anonymous ballade Qui de fortune attendait à se avoir. They were directed by Michal Gronko and Corina Marti. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to late medieval songs from Cyprus with the ensemble La Mora. The Cyprian manuscript found in Torino's National Library can be traced to the early 15th century, a high point at the Lusignan court of Janus I, where there was a sophisticated musical environment associated with Charlotte de Bourbon, the king's wife. When she arrived on Cyprus, she brought to the island two French musicians, Gilles Velu and Jean Anel, both of whom became important musical figures at court and may very well have composed some of the pieces in the manuscript. And while all of the composers who contributed to the manuscript remain anonymous, it is one of the largest and most important sources for late medieval French song. Music from 15th century Cyprus, La Mora performs the ballade Pour Oeliman chanté and the rondeau Amour tient en sa belle mon cœur. We heard two anonymous works, the ballade Pour eau et limon chanté and the rondeau Amour tient en sabali mon cœur. La Mora performed under the direction of Michal Gronko and Corina Marti. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, the ensemble La Mora performs medieval songs from Cyprus. As I mentioned earlier in the program, the Torino manuscript, copied on Cyprus, has a wealth of music, including plain chant, mass settings, motets in French and Latin, virelay, ballades, and rondeau, all music commonly found in the late medieval era. Yet the French songs are finely crafted and are unique to the manuscript. In other words, there are no copies found anywhere else. We'll hear two ballades, Amour de que je suis très tout épris and J'ai maintes fois oi conté, followed by the virelay Ayez pitié de votre créature. La Mora performs.
Thank you.
music from the late Middle Ages. La Mora performed two ballades and a virelé from their 2006 Ramé release entitled Fleur de Beauté. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to late medieval songs from Cyprus performed by La Mora. The Torino manuscript came to life for reasons that are still unknown, but there are a number of theories, the strongest of which claims that the manuscript was copied for an Italian patron with a connection to the Lusignan court on Cyprus, and then somehow found itself in Savoy. If a little sparse, this theory at the very least shows a tangible link between Cyprus, Italy, and Savoy, if somewhat clouded by a haze of mystery and speculation.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard the rondo Toujours servais je vous la douce fleur. Before that, the ballade La belle et la gente rose and the rondo Il faut pour trouver un bon port. La Mora performed, directed by Mikhail Gronko and Corinna Marti. The 17th century French political figure Cardinal Jules Mazarin is the inspiration for our new release of the week. The ensemble Le Jardin Secret has put together a program of French and Italian works inspired by Cardinal Mazarin, a powerful force behind the support of Italian opera at the courts of Kings Louis XIII and XIV. Released on the Coro label, the program contains vocal and instrumental music by primarily well-known composers, including Charpentier, Lully, Louis Couperin, Luigi Rossi, and many others. We'll hear a song by a less familiar Italian composer, Orazio Michi. His Spera mi disse amore is performed by soprano Elizabeth Dobbin, who's joined by her fellow Le Jardin Secret members, Sophie van den Einde, theorbo, David Blunden, harpsichord, Romina Lischka, viola da gamba, and Marianne Minin, cello. Orazio Michi's Spera mi disse amore. It was performed by the English ensemble Le Jardin Secret, part of a new release on the Coro label. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU at Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.